wanna be high.
Hello, this is Lily on Lily's on Air, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Just wanted to throw that in there, but you can hear the rest of the song before I say anything else.
I take my life. world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are lit up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckoning me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Hey.
Is my mic on?
Should be.
Okay. Yay! Hi everyone, it's Lily. Also.
Yeah. Yeah, both Lilies. Sorry, buttons were hard. But we're here. And what's the theme of our set today, Lily?
To surrender all to God.
Surrender all to God, that's right.
And this is not religious doctrine in any sense of the word.
No,
it's
no, no.
Practical advice. I don't think my mic is on. It's not.
Are you three?
Four.
Oops.
It's okay. Oh, how much? Oh, that's so much better. Okay, great.
Yeah. Surrender all to God. And what are you doing?
I'm playing with my mic. Not my mic, my headset.
Okay. Yeah, so this idea came to me after watching a YouTube video. I don't know what YouTube video it was, but in my recommended, I saw 3-hour subliminal guided meditation surrender all to God theme, and I was like, let me take a click.
I used to listen to Orthodox chants when I was studying, like, my junior year of high school, and my friends always gave me curse word for it, and I got a flashback photo sent to me by one of them where it's me studying with just like somewhat ominous sounding hymns in the background, and it was like a 3-hour YouTube video.
Yeah, you deserve to get called out for that. I can't blame your friends for this one.
Yet you went to a Catholic high school.
I did, and that'll be referenced later in this set, so just you
and
wait.
Also, for all of our loyal listeners, I did in fact do a modified version of this last week, but that's just because I like religious music.
Yeah, so if you really were a true fan, you would already know that. But
yeah, if you know, you know.
IYKYK.
I mean, that's essentially how the gospel functions too.
Yeah, like tradition and all that.
Yeah, you know, the sacraments and all that nonsense.
Yeah. Enjoy our God-honoring set.
And your eternal
and your salvation. Eternal salvation. Yeah, that one. Heaven. That's the one.
God bless. Enjoy.
You could infect other people if you get sick inside.
No.
People who don't go to this
church. No. I'm covered in Jesus' blood.
I'm covered in Jesus' blood.
What about other people who don't go to this church who you might encounter?
All of these people go to this church.
No, but you're going to be in places where other people
I go
are.
To the grocery store every day. I'm in Walmart, what? Home Depot, all of those
people.
But you
could get them sick from what happens.
They
the
could
church.
Get me sick, but they're not because I'm covered in his blood. Thank you very much.
Oh, as long as I stand to face the crowd, to know my name, to know its sound, it's good to be soft when God, turn me in to flower. It always takes me, it's such a curse to be so hard. Shatter easily and can't pick up all those shards. It's the curse of losing yourself when the mirror takes you too far. Oh God, turn me to flower. You see the reflection, wanted more than the truth. You yearn to be that dream you could never get to, 'cause the person on the other side has always just been. Oh God.
Okay, so you just heard God Turn Me Into a Flower by Wise Blood. Before that, The Solitary Brethren of Ephrata by Lingua Ignata. I don't know how to say that, but shout out Constantine, though. And then Shelter. Oh, no. This World Is Not My Home by Lone Justice, which if you were a real fan again, you would have heard that foreshadowed on my sub slots earlier this week. And then Lord, Can You Hear Me by Spaceman 3. And then, yeah, with my dad. And then we threw California Dream Girl by The Help on the front of the front of the set. Can't say that relates to Christ in any way, but like maybe you could make the connection. It relates to me. What?
The world was made of God's image.
Yeah.
All things visible and invisible, holy and unholy.
Such as the California Dream Girl.
Such as the archetype of the California Dream Girl, along with the LA band, The Help, along with the California Dream Girl in the studio.
Yeah. Hey, reporting. Yeah, and yeah, we've done it before. We'll do it again.
Oh my gosh. If it's a God set, come on. Ask us not to.
Yeah, and I have one more song before we switch over to Lily, which is I Would Be There by the Innocence Mission. And fun fact about the Innocence Mission is that the fun fact is that the band formed while the members were at Catholic school together.
Is that so?
Yeah. And I think they originally played, like, I don't know, like, God songs or something. I don't know. They're actually not...
Some Christian rock.
I think they got their start in Christian... Katy Perry? That's the one people talk about.
I watched that Katy Perry documentary when I was in, like, sixth grade or something, and I learned about the Christian rock.
I didn't know she had a documentary. I should check
that
out.
She has a documentary on Netflix.
Wow.
Really phenomenal stuff.
Yeah.
I implore you all to watch it.
Are we doing PSA now or PSA later? All right.
Because,
tell the people, how to stay healthy in public.
Well, doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards.
Ah!
Oh, true.
Mm.
What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that can easily lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything. That's such an interesting sentiment.
Watch me.
Non-Christian sentiment. But you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, but it protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding flu, talk to your doctor or visit MassMed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. Please stay safe.
Stay safe, or you'll burn.
Oh.
Yeah. Currently am.
Yeah.
Stay away from WMFO mics, from WMFO doorknobs.
WMFO board.
Ooh. Sorry, whoever's on after me. I'm like on my way out of the sickness, not of life. Yeah, so it's fine.
Woof.
You woof.
Know, women should talk up.
Talk up, women.
use the holy power God empowered you.
Speak in tongues, in fact.
Oh my God.
I wish we should have done a set where we spoke in tongues for the
whole. I can't.
Do the PSA in tongues.
I don't even know what tongues would sound like.
You don't speak tongues?
Has tongues ever been recorded?
Tongues is like a really bad, like, electronic artist. Actually, I don't know if they're that bad. I think they're bad.
I'm not spiritualized enough, I think, to do that, but...
Why didn't we do a song by Spiritualized?
Because Spiritualized is amazing. Why didn't we do a song by them, though? I don't know. I think we have the Spaceman 3 qualifier already.
Dang. I think it's because we didn't think of it, to be honest. But we can act as if there's a reason.
I have your playlist, in fact.
Ugh.
Okay, well, enjoy.
Enjoy what's to come.
Let streets connect, the red lights keep flame. See, if you would call me, you would leave right away. And if I would change, thank you.
All right, so you just heard Mina's / Paula E. Bebeto, a melody. It's from Milton Nascimento. Not very familiar with the artist. Actually, have to say thank you to Spotify for shouting this one in my direction, but I really enjoy it, and I think it's a very, it's just so easy to connect with. Before that was Commiserate by Tombstone Poetry. I heard that song for the first time yesterday or 2 days ago. And I think this type of sound is really hard to capture in a recording. And it's the type of music I most often hear live, you know. It's one of my favorite types of music to hear live. And I think that, again, it's just so easy to connect with. They're almost like, just so spiritual. I think it's really easy to feel it. And I think for both of those songs, like, what a feat to have it recorded like that. It feels so good listening to it in the studio. Right now it's dark and the bass is beautiful, and the AC's running. And before that was I Would Be There by The Innocence Mission, which was Lily's pick. And then after, we have some more picks. We have Be My Angel next by Mazzy Star, a classic. One of my favorites off She Hangs Brightly. You know, the connection there is obvious with Angel. Also, everything Mazzy Star touches is angelic, so.
True.
Yeah, with that. Okay, anything else to say, Lily?
No.
All right, let's get into it. Let's enjoy. Ready? Thank you. right. That was I Am the Cosmos by Chris Bell. Before that was Be My Angel by Mazzy Star. Arguably two classic picks. For those who are curious, Chris Bell. Yes, Chris Bell of Big Star. It is such a beautiful... I love guitars. Guitars really surrender all to God all the time. I think it's a great song. Also, like, the album cover is so gorgeous. But great song.
Is what? It?
Right? I also... Oh,
it's like a guy in some mountains.
Yeah, that's...
It's all right. More, but,
okay, you know what Jesus was? A guy.
Yeah, no mountains about
and
him.
And we surrender all to him on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Next up, I think we have Carried Away by Television. I just thought it fit. I don't know why.
You just heard a Television song and you're like, let me slap this on the set.
What?
You just like Television, and so you put a lot of their songs on our sets.
I do just like Television. I think the Big Star sound... Sorry to make Chris Bell and Big Star synonymous, but so be it. The sound goes together, but also I think it's a really fun song, and I just like... like a very like lived wisdom approach to God. I don't know how to explain that.
Okay.
Oh,
I don't know. You might have lost me.
Is that my professor said my first semester at college, it was a science class, and he would love to say, like, we're all made of stardust.
Oh, yeah.
So you are the cosmos.
True.
With that,
remember that.
Don't get too carried away.
Oh, I don't know if I like this direction that we're heading in on
with
the show. Yeah, with the pun. I don't know. We could lean into
God
it.
Willing.
Send your feedback in. Call. Give us a ring.
Mm. All right. Enjoy.
Thank you.
talk over television, but we wanted to let you all know that this is Lily and Lily, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And to thank the
God, who is omnivorous,
ominous.
I'm not gonna say omnisexual,
omnivore,
omniscient.
In addition to
that, is a word, right?
Omniscient.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think. I don't know.
And all good and all knowing.
Yeah.
All powerful, etc., etc. And God bless, and thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you all next week.
Remember to surrender, folks.
And please surrender.
Please surrender, all.
To God and the cosmos, etc., etc. God bless. Bye-bye.
Good night.